Shabbat Shalom. Hi everybody, it's with the Sabbath of God again, and we're going to start everything. I'll start the video. If I can. Okay, there's a countdown. Then I'll put up a study.
You're not on Pow Talk.
I'll be on Pow Talk in a second. We got plenty of time to be on Pow Talk. Let's see.
Is your mic off? Your mic's off.
Come on, Angela.
I'll be on Pow Talk right now. Here I am. Okay. And we're ready to go.
Okay.
Let me shrink that. Let's go. Well, Shabbat Shalom. Here we are again. One of Messiah congregation. That's Kahal Chad B'Mashiach in Hebrew, a part of the congregation of Israel, part of the group, Adat Israel. And today's the Sabbath of God. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this reading today. Heavenly Father, Master of the universe, we come before your holy throne right now, washed in the blood of Yeshua. We pray you'll bless this day. It's your day, Father. We're here to be with you. Bless this Sabbath day. Bring people to us, people that are interested. Bless everything that's done today. Bless the reading. Give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the fear of God. Teach us something new. Bless everything, the food we eat, or anything, singing we do, anything. Let it be to the glory of the living God. We give you the praise and honor in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's see. There's my website. And there's my email. And there's where we're located today. We're at 101 Forest Crossing Boulevard, and that's Suite 105A, in case you're wondering. Today is July 19, 2025. I wonder how it got over on that side. Anyway, we all know July is named after Julius Caesar, so we're going to pass that up. God's calendar, we're in the fourth month of God, the 23rd day already. Wow. No biblical name. We all know that, right? We're not going to make one up. Today's topic, to overcome. Overcome, yes. Yeah. I never did one like this before. The victory, and we continue on. Amen. Psalm 98 says, sing unto Jehovah a new song, for he had done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm had gotten him the victory. Amen. Read some verses about victory first. Isaiah 25:8 says, he will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord Jehovah will wipe away tears from off all faces. Amen. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for Jehovah had spoken it. Amen. That's a good little verse right there, huh? Isaiah 25:8. Here's Matthew 12:18. It says, behold my servant whom I have chosen, Messiah, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will show judgment to the Gentiles. Amen. He shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. That's a testimony. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. Amen. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust, all the nations. And what's sad about that, here we are in the 21st century, all the Gentiles, all the nations out there, they're all worshiping a different God. And they're all worshiping the wrong God. That's terrible. Paul tells the Corinthians in chapter 15, he says, behold, I show you a mystery, a mystery. We shall not all sleep, we're not all going to be dead, but we shall be all changed. We'll be changed. Amen. How fast is it going to be? In a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, I say it like that. At the last trump, that's the seventh trump, For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. So our dead bodies will be raised incorruptible bodies we'll have. We shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorrupt. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Amen. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Amen. Right? O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? Right. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the Torah, God's commandments. Amen. But thanks be to God that gives us the victory through our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Amen. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, right? And I wish we had more labor to do in God. Sometimes I wonder what else we can do. All you do is pray, we fast, we try to get things going. First John says, whosoever believes that Yeshua is the Messiah is born of God. And everyone that loves him, the Father that begot him, loves the Father that begot Yeshua, also loves also that is begotten of him. That's Yeshua. Amen. And this we know, that we love the children of God, when we love God, and what else? We keep his commandments. And today's one of his commandments, the fourth commandment. That's why we're here today. This is the love of God. So what's the love of God? This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous, right?
They're not hard at all.
No, they're not. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Amen. The world overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Amen. Shoot to the book of Revelation real quick, and it says, chapter 15, I saw another sign in heaven, John says, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues. In them is filled up the wrath of God. The seven last plagues, yeah. John says, and I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image, and over the mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. Mm-hmm. So you got to have the victory over the beast, that's one, his image, two, his mark, three, number of his name, four. Wow. Make sure you don't have none of those, right? And if you do that, then you'll be able to sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. El Shaddai. Just and true are thy ways, you King of saints. Right. Amen. He's the King of saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For you only are holy. Right. For all nations shall come and worship before you, for thy judgments are made manifest. I see a car pulling up, maybe, who knows. Brother John says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me, in Yeshua, you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. So in the world we have tribulation, right? But be of good cheer. Yeshua says, I have overcome the world. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeshua, we're in Yeshua, we overcome with him. Romans 12 says, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with what? Good. That's right. We don't we reciprocate. We believe in the commandments of God, and we keep God's commandments, right? We overcome evil with good. First John 2 says, John writes unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. That's Satan. I have written unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. Amen. He said, I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and that the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Amen. That's really important. First John 4:4 says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen. The devil's in the world, but God is with us. Amen. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. Right? Mm-hmm. We are of God. He that knows God hears us. He that is not of God hears not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So flowing in the world is the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. That's scary. Wow. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. That's right. He that loves not knows not God, for God is love. Right. That's really the way it is. How simple. And this was manifest, the love of God toward us, because God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Amen. Thank God for that. Herein is love, not that we loved God first, but that he loved us, and he sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. He's a sin atonement, a sacrifice for us. Yeah. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Amen. And if you love somebody, you talk to them. If you love someone, you communicate with them. If you don't love them, you don't have nothing to do with them, right? That means you don't love them. That means you're in another world. We don't understand that, yeah. We understand it, but some people don't. Whosoever believes that Yeshua is the Messiah is born of God. And everyone that loves him that begot, loves him also that is begotten of him. I think I read that already. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments, right? I think I read this already. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Amen. Yeah. And whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. What is it? Our faith. Amen. Who is he that overcomes the world but he that believes that Yeshua is the Son of God? So if you overcome the world, you have to believe that Yeshua is the Son of God, the Word of God made flesh. John says in Revelation, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcomes will I give to eat of the tree of life. Where's the tree of life today? Oh, it's in the midst of the paradise of God. Right, nobody's, people looking for the tree of life down here on the earth. It's not here. It's in the middle of the tree of paradise of God. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. He that overcomes, you have to overcome. shall not be hurt of the second death. You have to overcome. Amen. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcomes will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knows, saving he that receives it. Right? Wow. To him that overcomes and keeps works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. So you have to overcome. If you don't overcome, you can't be subdued by evil, right? You have to overcome. He shall rule them. Messiah is going to rule them with a rod of iron, and as the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. Amen. And I'll give him the morning star. He's the morning star. Amen. Praise the Lord. Revelation 3 says, he that overcomes, the same shall be clothed. He that overcomes, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. White raiment. And I'll not blot out his name out of the book of life. I want my name in the book of life, don't you? But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Amen. He that overcomes, again, he that overcomes, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I'll write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I'll write upon him my new name. So you've got to overcome to get any of that. Wow. We have to overcome. To him or her that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Wow. Even as I also overcame, Yeshua overcame, and I am set down with my Father in his throne. Wow. I'll be happy just to get there. Huh? Yeah. The beast that was and is not, he is the eighth and is of the seven and goes into perdition. This is that beast again. The ten horns which you saw are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but shall receive receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. 1 hour with the beast. The beast is going to hate them too, I think. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. They have one mind. Give their power and strength unto the beast. Here's a big mistake right here. These shall make war with the lamb. That's ridiculous. And the lamb shall overcome them. He's going to overcome them. You know why? Because he's Lord of lords and he's King of kings. And they that are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. So we got to be called, chosen, faithful. Amen. Here's another verse about overcoming. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son and daughter. Amen. That's right. John says, as the Father, in John chapter 15 says, as the Father has loved me, Yeshua, even so have I loved you. Continue, we have to continue in my love. That's how we have to continue in God's love. Amen. Acts 14 says, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith. We have to continue in the faith no matter what it seems, you know. And that we must through much tribulation enter the kingdom of God. Through much tribulation. So, feels like we're going through tribulation now, you know. Not too many people join us, not too many people participate in keeping the God's Sabbath, right?
Famine,
yeah, there's a famine for the Word of God. Paul tells the Romans, behold therefore the goodness and severity of God. So there's two parts of God, the goodness and severity. On them which fell, they get severity. But toward us goodness, now that's only if we continue in his goodness. Otherwise, we shall be cut off too. Right? So we want to make sure we keep God's commandments too. Yeah. Let love be without dissimulation.
That's hypocrisy.
That's hypocrisy, yeah. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to hate that which is evil. Hate evil. It says, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, which has not been shown to me. When I want to talk and back get fellowship again and have people in honor, preferring one another. You're supposed to prefer one another, right? We can't be slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, right? That's what we're supposed to be doing, serving God. We rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, and we got to be continuing instant in prayer. I'm always praying everywhere I go. I'm praying. It says pray everywhere, right? Distribute to the necessity of the saints and give in the hospitality. We don't know any brothers and sisters that are in need, otherwise we'd help them, right? It says, bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. I actually pray for the people that left. I actually pray for them. They don't even know that. I don't come against them. I pray for them that left. I rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep. Amen. Be of the same mind one toward another. We don't mind high things, but we condescend, we come down to men and women of low estate. And don't be wise in your own conceits. We don't want to do that, right? Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Amen. I try to. Even yesterday I did. If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all mankind. Amen. What can I say? We try our best. We have to remember that we sometimes, a long time ago, were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works. Yet now had he reconciled, God brought us to him. Amen. In the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Amen. Wow, that's beautiful. Now that's only if, a little if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, amen, which we have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, and I, me, and me, have made a minister, yes. It says right here, give the king thy judgments, O God. That's Psalm 72. And thy righteousness unto the king's son. Give the king thy righteousness, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge the people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. People don't like judgment and righteousness, you know. The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills thy righteous by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the people of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. That's nice to know, right? They shall fear thee as long as the sun, amen, and moon endure throughout all generations, amen. We're going to remember God and his word, amen, throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. We've been getting a lot of showers lately, but it's like God, what's what God does, you know. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and the abundance of peace as long as the moon endures. Amen. Amen. Just think, everything around here is just going to endure for a while, and then it's going to be gone. Amen. He shall have dominion for also from sea to sea, the Messiah, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. Amen. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. Amen. This happened already. The kings of Tarshish and of the Isle shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. They did that already. Yeah. Yet all kingdoms shall fall down before him. Amen. And all nations shall serve him. Amen. That's what you're supposed to do. He shall deliver the needy when he cries, the poor also, and him that had no helper. Amen. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. That's beautiful. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. Amen. And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised, Messiah. Amen. We praise him every day, daily. Praise the Lord. There shall be a handful of corn in the earth, that's wheat, upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like the grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. Amen. Just think, his name shall be forever. His name shall be continue as long as the sun, or longer. And men shall be blessed in him, and all nations shall call him blessed. Amen. And we do, right? Blessed be Jehovah God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous works. Amen. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. Amen. That was the prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. That's not where I'm ending, but that's where it ended. I'll be ending soon. This is not a long study today, but I hope you enjoy it so far. So we have to remember, we have to continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Right? You have to continue in prayer. You have to take heed unto yourself and unto the doctrine. Make sure you read the Bible. You have to continue in them. Why? For in doing this, you shall both save yourself and them that hear you. Amen. Oh, man. Paul tells Timothy, she that's a widow indeed and desolate, trusted in God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. Wow. We have to continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them, right? Huh?
And knowing that you have learned.
Yeah, we taught everyone the truth. And if we say anything wrong, let us know, please. We'll be glad to change it. Let brotherly and sisterly love continue. For here we have no continuing city. Ain't no, that's for sure. But we seek one to come. We seek New Jerusalem one day. Amen. New Jerusalem. So let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. We do. We praise you and thank you, Father, continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Amen. We thank you, Lord Yeshua. We thank you, Father. Brother James says, whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty, that's the word of God, and continues therein, you have to continue in it, not being not a forgetful hearer, but being a doer of the work, that person shall be blessed in their deed. Yeah. So you got to be not only just a hearer, but a doer. Hearer and doer. Let that therefore abide in you, everything I said today, which you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you also shall continue in the Son. Amen. And in the Father. Amen. We're going to continue in the Word of God and the Father. Amen. Brother Paul says in Acts, he says, verse chapter 26, having therefore obtained help of God, he continued unto this day. And we've continued unto this day in 21st century, witnessing both to the small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. Amen. We all tell everybody that the Messiah is coming. Amen. That Messiah should suffer. That he's the first to raise from the dead incorruptible, and should show light unto the people and to the world, to the nations. Amen. That's what Messiah did. Romans 11 says, behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. I read this before. I'm going to read it again. On them which fell severity, but toward you goodness. And that's only if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you shall be cut off, severed from the body. Right. Make sure we continue in the things which we have learned and have been assured of knowing of whom you have learned them. Amen. Some of these verses I have double, but they have so much weight to them. I wanted to make sure you hear them. And that from a child, also in the Lord, child in the Lord, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Messiah Yeshua. Amen. Just think, it's a blessing to even believe in Yeshua and Messiah. None of us have ever seen him, right? By our faith, we believe in him. Yes. We know all Scripture, and that's the true version of the Bible, too. We believe in the King James Version. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for what? For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Wow. What's the purpose? Oh, that the man or woman may be perfect. We have to be perfect. Thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's right. So James says, again, whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein. Excuse me?
What's the perfect law of liberty?
Perfect law of liberty is the commandments of God, the Torah. Yeah. And continues therein, he or she being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, that man or woman shall be blessed in their deed. Amen. I added a few words to that, but that's what it really means, right? Let brotherly and sisterly love continue. Amen. We try our best to do that. Take heed unto yourself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, the doctrine that we believe in. For in doing this, you shall both save yourself and them that hear you. Amen. So in closing for today, it's not a long study, but I hope you got something out of it. May God bless you all. Shabbat Shalom. May God bless the rest of this day. May God let us have the victory. Let us overcome, Father. And let us all be in one accord, one spirit, one God, one Father in all. We give you the praise and honor today in Yeshua's name. May you bless the food we eat, the singing we do, whatever we do today, let it be to the glory of the living God. We give you the praise and honor in Yeshua's name. Amen. God bless everybody. I'm going to go back to the beginning for a second, if you don't mind. Let me go scroll this up real quick. So we have to remember, let's see, I want you to make sure you remember that to overcome, we have to overcome. That's real important. And we have to have the victory, and we have to continue on. Amen. God bless you. Shabbat Shalom. Mm-hmm. And I'll stop the audio right now. God bless you. Shabbat Shalom. Stop the video. Stop that. Cut that off. I'll stop the audio. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. God bless you.